Okay, well, on page Kuf Hey, basically what we were holding now is that the Maral is dissecting the opinion of the Ramban. That's what we're up to. The opinion of the Ramban regarding Tamei HaMitzvos, which really, in the end, we're going to see tonight that the Maral does accept the overall view of the Ramban, but he's unhappy with how the Ramban sees this as the ultimate rationale for mitzvahs. This is what worries the Maral. Not so much the fact that the Ramban holds that the mitzvahs were given in order that the mitzvahs have the desired effect of making us into better human beings. The Maral doesn't disagree with that. There's no question about it that the mitzvahs do make us, do refine us and help us and so on. The Ramban's view that for instance the mitzvah of Oisav Es Benoi, the mitzvah right not to shech the calf and its mother on the same day, that is so that the human being would become conditioned to be more compassionate, that it would increase within him this capacity to be a compassionate person and to strengthen him in his midas and so on. So the Maral has been asking a number of questions on the Ramban, specific questions. For instance, what we ended with last week is when it comes to Osav Es Beno, if the whole point here is to make you into more of a compassionate person, so the Maral asks, then why is it you would be allowed to shecht if it would be shkia, you would be allowed to, as long as halachically it's not the same day, even though it could be a few minutes apart, you would be allowed to shecht the calf and its mother. But you would not be allowed to do it even if it were 12 hours apart on the same day. And that's, so we're up to basically right before footnote 54 on page Kuf Hey. Va'od ba'osav es b'no im ha'tam shel nesach zolam hitil on a ben pekua k'disa meseches chulin. So another question is regarding this osav es b'no, if the purpose of the mitzvah, if the purpose of this iser of osav es b'no, of the calf and its mother on one day, this is, sir, if the rationale, if the underlying kivyachol motivation in Hashem's mind was so that we should be compassionate and to help us with that midah, so lo mihitu lo ben pekua k'disa meseches chum, what's the ben pekua? So in footnote 54 he brings from the Mishnah shomru b'mishnah shom shashaychid as a behemo motzab of lad chai, if you shacht an animal and you find inside the animal a living calf inside the cow, ein bevlad iser oisav es beno, then there's no iser with that vlad, with that, in other words, you are allowed, there's no problem at all. Rishay la eichlo b'yayim shenishcha te'ima, you're allowed to eat the vlad, you're allowed to eat the calf on the same day that the mother shechted. Right, the vlad wouldn't need shechita because it's muta agav ima. It would be muta because of the shechita of the mother. But you would have no problem eating these two, shechting the mother the same day that you eat the calf. Only when there's a requirement to shecht, shechting the mother and the calf on the same day would be forbidden. But since over here, in the case of a ben pekua, where the mother is shechted, and then you find the living calf inside, you don't have to shecht that. It's considered to be uber yerach imai. It's viewed as a limb or a part of the mother. So you could say that, you know, but the civil rights people wouldn't have a good, the animal rights people wouldn't go for it, you know. So in terms of compassion, so the Maral's asking, well, where does that fit into this? Where does it fit in? Sof kol sof, here there's no problem of Oisav Es Beno. It could be that many people would say to you that other Abba, it looks like it's something which is even, if it's a question of making a person more compassionate, it might even give the appearances of being something which is even crueler than shechting an older calf and his mother on the same day. So back on top. V'chi ha'achzarius muta b'yoyser? That's the Maral's question. V'chi ha'achzarius muta b'yoyser? Why are you allowed to do this? Why is this permitted? And then also he says v'chein chelav ben pekua muter. Also the chelav of a ben pekua, the fats that are normally forbidden, those certain chalavim, the certain fats that are normally forbidden in the cow, when you shecht the mother and you find the little one inside, then the din of uber yerech imai, that it's looked at as a part of its mother, means that all of the fats inside of the ben pekua, even though when you shecht the mother, this ben pekua comes out and is doing already, you know, after 2 minutes doing a tap dance, after a couple of minutes, he's fine. You're allowed then, without shechita, right, you're allowed to have this animal, to kill it, and you are allowed to eat all of the chalavim, the chalav of a ben pekua. Those fats that are forbidden in the mother are permitted in the ben pekua. So the problem here is a problem with machalas asuras. So since we know, and the Ramban himself says that by eating those fats that are forbidden, just like machalas asuras with forbidden meat in general, that it causes a numbing of one's senses, and also it meshakates a person, it degrades and lowers a person, and therefore, as the Rishonim explain, many Rishonim explain, including the Ramban, that the Torah does not want us to eat certain things because they have a negative impact upon us as people. And there's a certain degree of disgust that the Torah has with these chalavim. So what he's asking here, so why is it that the chalav, why is it that the chalav of the ben pekua does not have that effect? How come, if the point here is that a Jew avoids eating certain things so that he should be in a state of nikius hanefesh, that he should have a pure and clean soul, then why is it that when I shech the mother, that I can now eat the chalav of the ben pekua, and it doesn't, and we're not concerned about the impact, the effect that it's going to have? This is really a side question. We spoke about this a little bit last week, that here we could say, like we were talking about, that it's that since the Baruch Shalom says this is mutter, right? Since it's mutter al pi halacha, so then why would the morale think that it has that kind of a negative effect? It's not the cheftza, it's not the physical quality of the chalav that is destructive. It's the fact that it's usur, that it's forbidden, that's destructive. So that's not, I don't see that as necessarily in line with the rest of the morale's point here, but okay, but he brings this up. Holomarta, ki atayimim ha'elu shem svaris ha'leiv, kilo mitzvah satayra ha'loki es kaseifa ha'midas belvad. The morale says that these svaris, these ideas of the Rambam, and then in a more modified way, the Ramban, give the impression that the Torah is a book of for the moral development of a human being, so to make us into nice people, into good people. And there are many rabbis that make a living teaching that, right? that's the whole Torah. That's called a Torah Kula. That's called a Torah Kula. To be a nice guy, walk humbly with thy God. They always have in the temples. That pasuk they like to take. Doesn't there are no mitzvahs in it in specific mitzvahs. So one would have the impression, he says, this thing which he calls svaras halev, which by the morale is a strong way of saying it's not eisgehalten. Svaras halev is a svara that was created in the hearts of these people. Kila mitzvah Torah loki is kasef hamidus v'vad ein boi mamash. Kila tamash shepir shuramban zal ein tam lechalik. According to the Ramban, there should be no chilik. In other words, by these situations, by Oysev as Benoi, it should be across the board. If it's a question of Rachmanis, it should be across the board. So what is the pshat? So the Gemara, remember, all of this is going on the Gemara, with the person who says, "I'm al kan sipa yagir achamecha," that look, Hashem is compassionate. Hashem cares even about the little bird in its nest, right? The son of the way the mother bird. So according to the Ramban, a person thinks, "Madach the Baruch Shalom has rachmanis." So it's not because the Ramban agrees. It's not that we're focusing on the bird, but the point is that if the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us that he has rachmanis even on a bird, then alachas kama v'chama, then how much more so do people like, do we have to have rachmanis on people, and we have to be people, we have to be individuals who develop this sense of rachmanis, of compassion. So he says, that's the Ramban learns, when it says in the Gemara, why is it that when the person says, Akan tzipi yagir rachamecha, so the Gemara says, we tell him to be silent, right? We tell such a person to be silent, because he's making the midas of Hashem rachamim. He's making the midas of Hashem into the Baruch Shalom is like soft-hearted, and the Baruch Shalom has rachmanis. That's what the Gemara says. So Pirush Ramban, so Ramban learned, Ki ein moneya mi'itonu lekichas balechayim letzarcheinu. In other words, the Ramban says clearly that it's not because the Rabbanu Shalom has rachmanis on the animal, because we see from the Torah that when human beings need animals, the Rabbanu Shalom permits us to use this to eat, to use animals. It's not a problem. So the Ramban agrees that it's not because the Rabbanu Shalom felt bad for the animal. And animals were created to serve human beings. And therefore, an animal can be kshechted, an animal can be used. There are certain gedarim and so on, but the animal can be used. We're allowed to use animals l'tzarcheinu, so it's not because Hashem feels bad for the animal. Has rachmanis in the animal, which is the Rambam's for. But that's the Rambam, in the Moreh Nevuchim. He says, Dov is... So that's the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says that this person who says that the Hashem has compassion on the bird's nest, that's so the Gemara says she'ain midas Hashem is baruch rachmim. You're not allowed to make Hashem's midas into rachmim. So this is the Ramban's pshat, that it doesn't mean that Hashem does it because he feels bad for the animal. That's what the Gemara means. So the Maral says v'davar ze'ain sevel haGemara klal. He says that's not the way to read the Gemara. That's not a simple reading of the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara is saying. Mashomer, sha'oise midas Hashem yisborach rachamim, ve'enim elegzeiros. What the Maral's upset about is that the Ramban, he feels, is not carefully reading the Gemara. The Gemara says that the midas of Hashem are not rachamim, the midas of Hashem are gzeiros. So he says that according to the Ramban, v'haver le'le meimer, sha'osa Hashem l'rachim al ha'behema, v'mkoyim sha'enim rachim. So the Maral says that according to the Ramban, what the Gemara should have said was that this person who says such a statement, that look, Hashem's compassion reaches even the bird's nest, right? So the Gemara should have said that you can't say that. Why? She'osa Hashem l'rachim al behema, because he's giving the impression that all God is concerned about is what? Is the behema's feelings. B'mokim she'enim rachim. And really, it's not a question of Hashem's rachmanis on the animal. That's what it should have said in the Gemara. In other words, if this was the problem that the person was guilty of, this guy says, Al-kan tzipi yagir rachamecha. Look, Hashem's compassion reaches even the bird's nest. He has such compassion that it reaches even the bird's nest, which the Ramban learns is not talking about. Is not talking about what? That Hashem has pity on the animal. So this guy said, Al kan tzipi yagir rachamecha. So the Gemara says you can't say that. We tell him to be silent because he's making Hashem's midas into rachamim. He's making Hashem's midas into rachamim. So the Maral says that according to the Ramban, what it should have said was that he's making Hashem appear as someone who's merachim al habehema b'mokim she'ena merachim. That's what he should have said. That he's giving the appearance that Hashem has rachmanis on the animal when the issue here is not rachmanis on the animal.
Right here, not in general, but when it says Hashem Kel Rubachan, what does Rachum mean according to his kasha?
He's going to explain that. We're going to learn that, okay? You'll see. He agrees that the Baruch Shalom is Bala Rachmim, but what the Maral is going to say a couple of pages from now is that that's the Baruch Shalom's me, how he treats the world, that's one thing. But we're talking now about why was he mitzava us to engage in certain activities. That's the point.
But this avarian over here that says Arkan Sipra Yagir Rachmel. So Vasashun Shlechta will say that with all, according to where he's up to now, say you're right, the Rebbeinu Shlom is not only a Racham, but here he's Taka has Racham on us. What would be the terrible thing?
The morale, according to the morale, this very subtle little mistake, according to the morale's mistake, And this is how he learns the Pshat in the Gemara. It's not like he... That's the Gemara, right? This mistake, according to the Maral and his understanding of the Gemara, could be the beginnings of kfir. Could be the beginnings of a person's making an... having completely misunderstanding the Rabbi Shalom and what mitzvah is all about. And we're going to see, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more later on, in a few minutes, how this is something which... And remember how upset the Maral is with the Rambam? So the Maral says about the Rambam, because the Rambam rejected the Rambam rejected the whole pshat in the Gemara. The opinion says Al Kanti Begirachamecha is he's Eisa Midas Hashem Rachmim. So the Rambam says we don't go like that. We can go like the other one. You know, he doesn't accept it. So the Maral says, how could you reject like that a Mishnah? Number one, and number two, especially when the Maral says, especially when it's referring to a Yesod of Emunah, to a fundamental principle of our faith. That's why, even though the Gemara, this perek in the Maral, it's not the usual type of morale. It's more of a pilpul type. It's more of a lumdish type, so to speak, in this agadata. Because the morale believes that this is a yesod of emunah that must be clarified. And if it's not clarified, then we can't go on to the rest of the sefer, which deals with Kabbalah Torah and the holding of your Shemaim, Kabbalah Sol Machlo Shemaim. So you'll see how the Ramban himself is going to show us more. Just hold on, you'll see. So he says... So the reading of the Gemara is not like the Ramban. Because the Gemara is criticizing this guy that says, look, Hashem's compassion, he's so compassionate on the bird. So the Gemara, according to the Ramban, should have not read that way. The Gemara should have said that this person, what he's doing is that he's making it appear that Hashem acts a certain way because of Rachmanis, when it's not an issue of Rachmanis. The Mal says, I'll tell you something else. The real pshat in the Gemara, the Ramban, will be fine with the Ramban too. But he's not reading the Gemara properly right now, he says, the Ramban. But the real pshat in the Gemara will be fine even according to the Ramban. We'll see what he says. When the Ramban was pushed to the point, because of his opinion here, that he said that this Mishnah is not halacha, that he rejected a Mishnah. He says that which the Baruch Shalom commanded us to keep the mitzvahs. It's not because he feels bad for the bird. And that's why he told us to send away the mother. And the Maral says, you should know that even with human beings, when Hashem commanded us to give tzedakah to poor people, it's not because Hashem felt bad for the poor person, and Hashem therefore told us, give the guy some money. No, that's not true. Because if the issue here is that Hashem felt bad for the poor person, and because Hashem feels bad for the poor person, I mean, like the Rambam would say this, right? This consists of the Rambam. That because Hashem feels bad, so therefore he's telling us to give him tzedakah. So he says, if that was the case, Evshalosh Shirachim Ba'atzmo, like the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva himself was asked this question. So then, if the Baruch Shalom feels Rachmanis, so then why tell us to give tzedakah? If the Baruch Shalom feels Rachmanis, then let the Baruch Shalom take care of it. Then the Baruch Shalom has plenty what to give. Erev Shalosh Yirachim Ba'atzmov Ein Tzarech Letzavus Zodom. Why does he have to command a human being? Rak HaMitzvah Gozar B'Gzeiroso Al Ha'odom. And you see, he brings this down in the footnote 62, Perish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozar b'midas ha-din sheyesh al ha-odim. Hashem was gozer with the midas ha-din. He decreed with this midas ha-din, not that he felt bad, but he made a gzeira sheyesh al ha-odim linog b'midas ta'ivis, that a Jew has to act in this way. U'bav ha-basra yud amru v'zu she'ela shal tonis rapas ha-roshis Rabbi Akiva. This is what he asked Rabbi Akiva. Im alokeichem ohev aniyim hu. If your God loves poor people so much, it says all over Tanakh how much God loves poor people. When they might him a farnesim, so why doesn't he send them a couple of dollars if he loves them so much? Amalai k'deishin nitzol onu behen midina shel gehenim. So Rabbi Akiva answered, so we will have the opportunity through the aniyim, through the poor people, to be spared the punishment of Gehenna of hell. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us was geyser upon us, decreed that we, as human beings, that we have to engage in certain activities, and the Maharal agrees that as a result of these activities, there's no question that we'll be better people. But now he explains more. He didn't yet get to the bottom of this. So what does it mean, the gzeiros al ha'adam? What's the difference here, gzeiros al ha'adam?
Last point about the dachu was the question on the Ramban.
On the Rambam.
Only on the Rambam.
Yeah. Because the Ramban would say that by giving that the Rosh wants us to have midas taivas to be better people. But the Rambam who says that it's rachmanis on a bird, it's rachmanis on a poor person, so why doesn't Hashem take care of the poor people, be mefarnes the poor people? So now he begins to explain. Umeata, he says, Nukha loimash Hashem is bar gozni. You have to be a little bit patient here. But when I say I don't mean to be disrespectful, the moral really has to be patient with us. But it's hard, as before we started learning at the beginning of the year, sometimes the morale seems to say over something in a few different ways, or he seems to be saying it, it looks like to us it appears as if there's some repetition, but so we just have to go through it carefully and do our best. Omeyata, this is not a typical parak in the Maral Svarim. But he's so careful with he's so medayik in the Ramban and in the Rambam, because he really does feel that it touches upon the yisod of our beliefs. And we'll see more as it gets clarified when we go on. So he says, I'm okay with the Ramban that Hashem wants us to be nice guys. The Maral says, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with, and the Maral is going to say, is what we spoke about last week, but I already mentioned in advance, because we were arguing a little bit, we were discussing. The Maral says, but I don't, and he says, Enachanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be nice guys. But it's not, that is not the rationale or the motivated Kivyochel, the master of the universe, to give us the mitzvah. It is a wonderful benefit that comes as a result of what? Not so much this particular mitzvah, because how come Isav Ezbeno, all the kashas that we asked, and how come Isav Ezbeno doesn't apply like this and does like that, and how come Ben Pekua, there's no problem? Because then, if it's a question of making us into the nicest guys, you can ask 1,000 kashas, and I'll just give us a few. You can ask 1,000 kashas. You know, why are you allowed during the time of war to do this and to do that? And I mean, you can ask 1,000 kashas on Pratim that don't seem to be making us into nicer guys. What makes us into the nicer people, what makes us into the refined tzaddikim that we can become, is not what appears to be the kindness of that act, as human beings measure what's kind or what's not kind. What changes us is one thing. What's that? Tzivui Hashem. Gzeiros Hashem. That Hashem was goyzer on a human being, and the human being submits to Gzeiros Hashem. That is the underlying motivation of all mitzvahs. Obedience. And all the mitzvahs share that in common. We're going to talk about that more a little bit later to understand, using a little bit from the Tanya. That is the ultimate purpose of all mitzvahs. Shibud.
Shibud. What about mitzvah sechlius that you would have probably thought to do anyhow?
So why is the term mitzavas and the mitzvah sechlius, which we're going to have a lot of good stuff about that yet, and we had it ready, right? That the Torah is mitzavas on the sichli is because even those things that are mitzvahs that make sense al piseichel, that are mitzvah sichlius, that the reason that we're doing them is not because it makes sense to me, but because I'm mishabed myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why I do it. Not because this appeals to me. This is going to be something which is going to be so good for my personality and so good for me as a human being. But the Maral feels, so the Maral is saying, I agree with the Ramban that mitzvahs refine people, that makes us better people. Of course he agrees with the Ramban. It's a shaila. But what he's saying is that is not what Chazal are warning us about. The question is, what is it that the Baruch Shalom wants of us? And the issue is not so much your definition of what's a nice guy and what's not a nice guy. Because then you get into the argument, as every Rebbe in Yeshiva has got, you can get into discussion with people about Amalek, or if you're dealing with Balei Tshuva, and you're getting into a discussion about Amalek, and you have this horrible scene of an adorable little Amaleki baby, and that some rabbi is going to be mechabed you, you know, Baal Tshuva, he's machshev you. He says, listen, go ahead. I give you the schus to be mechabed you to make a l'shem yichud, put on your gartel, close your eyes, make, and you go and kill this little Amaleki baby. And this guy looks there with horror. He looks there with horror. You know, he grew up in a very beautiful liberal home, and you know, everything has to be nice and fair and good and kind and so on. And this guy's telling you to take a knife and to kill this baby. And he says, and he tells him, not only is it not neveirich, mekayim, mitzvah daraisa, it's gevaldige mitzvah, mechias, amalek. So a person's entire value system is shattered, or his view of looking at the Torah can be shattered by such an event. Why? Because all of his life he subscribes to this view that the Maharal is so concerned, is so worried about, that what? That the underlying rationale of mitzvahs is a good kite and a fairness and goodness and sweetness and kindness. All of liberal Judaism is based upon that error. That error. Whereas Shibud to the Baruch Shalom means that the same Jew, like the Chavetz Chaim, who couldn't hurt a fly, and the Chavetz Chaim, and the same Chavetz Chaim, who was so delicate and sensitive, that Chavetz Chaim would take the knife and would close his eyes and make a bracha and be mekayim the mitzvah b'leiv shalom, right? Of mechias amalek, of destroying amalek. And because why? Because this is what the Baruch Shalom wants of me. So then I'm asking, but is this going to make me into a nice person? Killing babies? How does that make me into a nice person? Samuel says, he made a gzeira that men act in a compassionate way, but it's the Rebbeinu Shalom's gzeira, it's his decree. But that's the morale says can't be. That's why he can deal with the Ramban, but he feels the Ramban we need to make an adjustment. But he's saying that you're not allowed to say that the reason Hashem gave us this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird is Bishvil Shehoyuhu Yisbarach Marachim al Kansipa, because he has Rachmanis on the Kansipa, on the bird. Or he told us to give tzedakah. Why? Because what? In other words, why did the Baruch Shalom tell us such a mitzvah? Because the Baruch Shalom looked into his world and he saw his world and he says, "Rachmanis on the poor people. It's Rachmanis on the birds. It's Rachmanis on the mother bird. It's Rachmanis." Therefore, the Baruch Shalom says, "You know what? I'm going to give a mitzvah to the world because I can't stand to see this." So Baruch Shalom gives a mitzvah that you should take care of poor people. He gives you a mitzvah, you should take care of the birds. You see, you can't say that. Now what about the Ramban? So that's the Ramban, right? He says, you can't say such a thing. That's the Ramban, right? So now what about the Ramban? So mikomakom evshuhu. So now we got to finish the Ramban. He says, but you might still say, v'yochalias, and perhaps what? Shagoza b'gzeirosol ha'odim shalayis achzer ha'odim. Okay, granted, it's not because the Baruch Shalom is, it's not because we're making him that he's worried about animals. Because he says you're allowed to have animals, the shechti. And it's not because he's worried about the poor, so to speak, like in an emotional way, like we understand. Why? Because if he was so worried about the poor people, there wouldn't be poor people, right? Because Hashem could take care of them. So he says, v'lei kosha klal. There's no difficulty at all once you understand what the Gemara really means. V'kach peirashnu gam kein v'chibur gur aryeh b'parashas chukas. Very important. He says, I myself, I understand where the Ramban is coming from. And in Gur Aryeh, I worked with that. Look in footnote 63. V'zeh l'shay naisham. These are the words of the Maharal over there in Gur Aryeh in Parashas Chukas. Ein ha-peirushi yiyu gzeres b'li tam k'maysha soiva ha-Rambam zal. Now, he says, the Rambam holds that there is a school. Remember, the Rambam said that we don't have to. That the Rambam doesn't hold like this school. The Rambam says the Rambam would think that the Maharal holds that mitzvahs have no reason at all, right? The Rambam rejected that view and said that no, mitzvahs have a reason, and the reason in this mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan is that the Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis on the Kan, right? So the Ze'eno, he says, the Rambam's evaluation of that other school is that he's made that what? That Hashem has Rachmanis. the Rambam's evaluation, he says, is incorrect. It's not because they hold that there's no tam to any mitzvah. Ella heim gzeiros sheyesh behem tam. The Maharal says they're gzeiros, they're decrees, but they also have a tam. As long as you know where they're coming from and why you're keeping the mitzvahs, you could then write all the nice ideas and philosophy and the things that you like about the mitzvahs that mean something to you about any mitzvah. That's beautiful, but you have to know that they're gzeiros. Umasha nikru gzeiros. Why are they called decrees? Achas sheyesh lo kol achas tam. If each of them have a reason, then why are they called decrees? A decree usually means something, just be quiet and do it. So if all the mitzvahs have these beautiful rationales and explanations and reasons, why are they called gzeiros? Gzeiros is just a decree. Why? Hainu shelo yomer ha'odem shehem shel rachamim. That's the point. That a human being shouldn't think that kivyochel, that the Baruch Shalom, that the reason he gave us this mitzvah is because of rachamim. Shakadosh Baruch Hu merachim al habriyas vayse dover l'rachamim, that he has compassion and he did this because he has rachmanis. Ze'eino. That's not it. Shatorah shenosel lanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu kol dover b'midas adin. All of the Torah from its beginning till the end, it's what's right. It's the midas adin. It's a gzeira. It's not because the Baruch Shalom was reacting to something that came about in his world. Shkach noisna hadin la'asayis. This is the din. Ve'enu mishum rachmanis. It's not because, oh, it's rachmanis. Even the fact that the Torah tells us that we have to give tzedakah or ma'aser, we have to give off ma'aser. All the mitzvahs that are gemilas chesed, all the mitzvahs of visiting the sick and taking care of the dead and so on, all these mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that certainly have a wonderful, that have wonderful and clear and obvious explanations to be kind to people. They're not reactions to Hashem, to a world that has gone crazy. So Baruch Shalom is telling us it's a rachmanis. Therefore, I have to set the world straight and do the best I can, Hashem says, to make the world, like we used to end all of our compositions when we were kids, to make the world a better place to live in. That's not why he gave us the Torah. It's not why he gave us the Torah. That's not the rationale behind Torah and mitzvahs. So the Ramban says that we understand that the mitzvahs are all there to change the human being. All of them are to the advantage to help the person who's doing them. The Baruch Hu made the world in such a way. So you see here that the Maral himself says in my Perush on Chumash in Gur Aryeh, I support the Ramban's general view that what? That it's not like the Rambam that it's Rachmanis on birds, it's Rachmanis on poor people, but that the whole point of Torah Mitzvahs is for us and to change us. He says, I agree that the mitzvahs do that and the mitzvahs accomplish that, and we can understand that the mitzvahs have these reasons. Back on top. But he says, after 63, but he says, Ulefichach, Einonu noite mi perush haravzal. There's a lakasha klal. He says, the Ramban in principle, the Ramban is saying a good thing, that it's not because of the animal, the Barsham is a point, but it's for the benefit of the person. He says, Raki Perusha and Oila Kamesh is Barlamala. Except he says that I have a number of kashas, right? That he has in terms of his pshat in the Gemara, and I also have a number of kashas that I asked also about. I said, but all the kashas that we were asking before. I have a number of kashas. The kach mashapirish harav zal shatam hamitzvah legvoa banu hatoiv shalom nizachzer. What the Ramban said, that the purpose of the mitzvah is to fix within us, to establish within us this good, that we shouldn't be cruel, we should get used to being compassionate. So if we're compassionate, even on a bird's nest, we'll be compassionate people. That I don't agree with. To say that this is the purpose of the mitzvah. I agree that it has this benefit. And I agree that the mitzvahs are for man. But not But that's not why Hashem Yisbarach gave them to us. But that's the result that one has of being a person who shomer the mitzvah, who observes the mitzvah. And these and he had all those kashas, which he goes over in footnote 67, which we don't have to read again. The kashas that he asked before, that the Ramban, if it's just that we should be, if it's to make us into better people, to make us more compassionate, so then how come I could shech the mother and its calf 5 minutes apart? And how come I could eat the chalif of a ben pekua? And how come I'm allowed to eat a ben pekua the same day that I shech the mother? All these kashas that don't seem to be contributing to us as to being compassionate people.
So without trying too hard to split the hairs, is he shtaling zich on the tam ha-mitzvah versus the tam ha-tzivui, or not?
He's saying that all the mitzvahs have, like the Ramban says, he agrees, that all the mitzvahs, one can see that there are ta'amim, there are reasons that are l'to'elos ha'adam to make man greater. And there's no question about it, that they have that effect. However, what the Maral disagrees with is this opinion, this view, that the reason that the Rebbein Shalom gave that mitzvah is that we should be more compassionate, we should be better people. That's not the reason for
the
mitzvah.
The tzivui, not the reason of the mitzvah, or both?
I'm not sure what you mean. The mitzvah.
The reason of the mitzvah is so that we should be better people, but the reason that the Rebbein Shalom was mitzavit was his midas hadin, understanding that we have to do rachmanis. Or it was his tzivui, period. Chukah chakakti gzera gzarti, and you have to follow it by tzavenu Hashem la'asiz kalachukim, period.
That's the second B is more accurate than A. And we're going to see it. It's going to be clarified even more now. So we have to understand that what does it mean? Mahu racham afata. Mahu afata. There's no contradiction at all with what we're learning. Mahu afata, and the 13 midas harachmim, and the whole time of Devar, that each and every one of us now is Tfiras Omer, right? So each and every one of us is on the midah of Tiferes. And to work on what Tiferes means, because why Madoch the Baruch Shalom is the Baruch Shalom is midas that he revealed in Mikel Kamoichen Hashem Karachem Mechanan. 100%. There's no question that our avoid is to refine ourselves and to lift ourselves up and to imitate and to resemble the Baruch Shalom as much as possible. 100%. And that's how we refine ourselves, and that's the way that a Jew is mizdabek b'Hashem, by resembling Hashem Yisbarach kivyachal in whatever way we can. So that's how we are mizdabek, that's how we become attached to Hashem. There's no question about it. However, what the Maral is saying is that all of the mitzvahs, every mitzvah is an eitzah toivah of how a Jew becomes attached to the Rebbein Shalom. It's an Eitzah telling us another means of becoming attached to him. But what's attaching us to him and what's causing us to resemble him is not my opinion of this being nice or not nice. I think killing a Malik is a nasty business. I'm going to let some other person do that. What's causing us to resemble the Rebbein Shalom, in other words, I could take that knife in my hand over that little Amaleki baby and say also, Mahu Rachum. And to know that if the Baruch Shalom was geyser, if the Baruch Shalom made a gzeira, that if the Baruch Shalom made such a gzeira, that gzeira, that decree will have the effect of bringing about this an awakening of a certain midah within me. It will have that effect by observing this mitzvah. That's why when you learn, when a person sees in the Kisvei Ha'ari, when you learn in the Kisvei Ha'ari, and you learn the Kisvari on the Tamei HaMitzvahs of the Ari HaKadosh. But the Arizal, which you would see, 99% of the time, you wouldn't expect it to come out the way the Arizal is saying. But the Arizal is not coming from like the that little bit of a put down the Maral used before, Svaras HaLev. How does this make me feel? How does this make me feel? The world's in a big mess because of how people feel, right? It's not because how one feels. The Ari HaKadosh was describing the mitzias of the Olamos. And therefore the Arizal said, when you do this mitzvah, you should know that this is the midah that it is affecting. This is the midah that's being awakened. And this is Yisoid, this is Malchus, this is Tiferes, this is Chesed. And the whole Ma'arechas Ha'elokus, the whole Ishtalshulus, and the whole Atzilus of the Ari HaKadosh, the whole vision of reality, was the Ari HaKadosh was describing, not hypothesizing, but he was describing, as it was handed down from the Tanoim, from Moshe Rabbeinu through the Tanoim, through Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chunu ben Akana, Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that he was makabel, that the Ari HaKadosh was makabel the Torah of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon was describing the Olam Islam, was describing what every mitzvah, the effect of every mitzvah in all the Olam is. If I were hypothesizing, I would very often say that I don't see that. I don't understand why this mitzvah has that effect. I don't see why this mitzvah has that effect. Why should this mitzvah have that effect? The way I understand is that this mitzvah does this for me, or this mitzvah does that for me.
That in itself would be probably more usher than what this guy is saying. I mean, trying to understand the 13 midas saying they're Ribbono Shel Olam Zerachem. Ribbono Shel Olam Zerachem, not because of the concept, but Ribbono Shel Olam Zerachem.
Okay.
So it comes to killing Amalek, Mechamel Shel Mitzvah, I'll say, no, Ich Ben Arachem. It's the same.
So the Gemara would not have had a problem with the Jew that just says that the Baruch Shem is a Rachum and I want to be a Rachum. The Gemara would have said that's a wonderful Jew. But what the Maral is telling us is that what the Gemara didn't like is that this person's way of looking at mitzvahs is dangerous.
And if you could say that the Baruch Shem Chas V'Shalom was a Machzor because he said we should kill Amalek,
That's also dangerous. That's dangerous in a nasty way. I mean, but it's also dangerous. But he's saying like this, that one has to understand why he's observing mitzvahs. Just to say, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Rachum, so I want to be Rachum. That's fine.
That's fine. Even though
that's not only fine. That's halach to bedrachav.
But what if he takes it a step further and says, Amalek, I'm not going to kill because I'm a Racham, I'm Mr. Racham?
That's apikoresis.
That's what I'm saying. So right. It's just as dangerous that way as the other way, without making the connection of the Kansipur. We have to understand that.
So what's your kasha, Nassim? What's the kasha?
The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Racham when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam understands din. I don't know, maybe it's because I learned it already. But Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Racham when he has to be a Racham. That's not Rachmanis, that's din. And it's like everything else. Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows when to use the 13 midas. We don't. Period.
Beseder. Okay. So therefore, as human beings, all we know is one thing. What it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is what we do. And we believe, we believe 1,000%, 1,000,000%, that this will have its desired effect. That even though I'm killing Amalek, which appears to me to be an act of cruelty, but it will have the desired effect of Mahu Afata, somehow. Even though it doesn't make sense to me. Right? Good. But what the Maral's worried about is that when a guy says, Al Kan Tzipi Yagir Rachamecha, why did the Baruch Shalom give us a mitzvah of sending away the mother bird? So, either according to the Ramban, it's Rachmanis on the bird, or according to the Ramban, that the Baruch Shalom gave us this mitzvah so that we would be more compassionate people. And the Maral says, no. That's not it. The Baruch Shalom was Goyzer Adin, and the Gzeirah of Hashem is, certainly, the effect of the Gzeirah is that we'll become better people. Mahu afat, there's no question about it. But the underlying rationale for the Gzeirah is exactly that. It's a Gzeirah. That's why the Gemara uses that term, that it's Einam El Gzeirah. A Gzeirah means, be quiet and do what you're told. Just do what you're being told. That's it. It's not why I'm doing it. Will this help me? Yes. Is Hashem's kindness revealed in these mitzvahs? Yes. Is Hashem's rachmanis and his midas harachmim, are they revealed in all the mitzvahs? 100%. But why I'm doing this is because it's a gzeirah. This is a mistake that was made. This is the mistake of all enlightened liberal Judaism. This chilek is the mistake. Ad hayoyim, this is the mistake. And there are many nice Shomer Shabbos people that would fall into this mistaken way of thinking. At least if it's a person that Shomer Mitzvahs, so he might subscribe to the Ramban, let's say, to the Ramban Beseder. But you have to realize that this already is a Echetim. So when you find certain people, I've heard this Lashon on more than 10 occasions. I had a conversation with somebody last week, and we were talking about, he was talking about a certain mitzvah. We were talking about something, and it came up the inyan of wearing tzitzis. So we came to discussion, we were talking about something, and it came up, and this guy was talking to me about tzitzis. And this is the sentence he said. He said, well, Rabbi, it doesn't really do it for me. I said, we used to talk about Cat Stevens that way or something. You know, whether it does it for you or doesn't do it for you. you know, you're a Yankee fan, you're a Dodger fan. What do you mean it doesn't do it for you? What doesn't it do? He says, you know, look, tefillin, I like. Tefillin are good. Tefillin are good, but this tzitzis just never did it for me. See, the guy's a Shomer Shabbos guy. Tzitzis never did it for him. That is kfira, the temole is kfira. Tzitzis never did it for you? What does that even? What does that mean? It means that he doesn't like it. He doesn't like that. He doesn't understand it with all the strings. 613. I remember this. I'll carry around the Sefer Chinuch. It's not comfortable. Not the word tzitzis. To remember the 613 mitzvahs, because the Baruch Shalom gave me tzitzis, I should remember the 613 mitzvahs. No, Hef says the mantizku. I see some common tzvayisai. So therefore, the whole thing of tzitzis, I should remember the mitzvahs. I don't see it so much. I put them in my pants. I don't really remember. They're uncomfortable. I don't. That never did it for me. You'll find this even by people of Shomer Shabbos. I have guys that say to people have told because you're an Eved Hashem, Gemarnu. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, then you be quiet, doesn't do it for you. It wasn't designed to make you happy. To make you happy. If you talk to the typical kid growing up in America that goes through the yeshivas, he will think and respond generally. You could try this out, because I've done it on hundreds of occasions. That the tachlis of being in the world is to be happy. That the tachlis is to be happy. That's the purpose of my life, is to be happy. So you understand. If this guy, when this kid grows up into that 45-year-old guy that doesn't wear tzitzis, right? Shomer Shabbos without tzitzis. So the way that it comes out is that, well, tzitzis don't make me happy. Tefillin makes me happy. Or a Shabbos makes me happy. Shabbos makes me happy. That's why, where do you get this whole new mitzvahs in America that now people that you had Jews that they went away from Torah mitzvahs, chalilu, or they kept Torah mitzvahs. But then you'll have this idea of such the strange like philosophy of picking and choosing, right? So and that there has to be a svara. In other words, it can't be for instance, there was somebody I was having a discussion with. There's a little bit of pressure from a certain individual's family to attend a certain kind of a simcha. And there's an Orthodox, there's an Orthodox temple someplace, not in New York, this is somewhere outside the city. There's an Orthodox temple where they have a thing with the women make their own, little tefillah group. And the rabbi that told the women that if you're going to get that they should know in advance that morning who's going to get an aliyah. You hear this? Who's going to get called up to the Torah from the women? And that person should not say Birchas Torah in the morning, so she can go up to the Sefer Torah and say Asher Baruch Avonu Mikol Ha'amim by the Sefer Torah to make a bracha. And this okay, so an Orthodox shul. This is what I'm saying. This krumkeit, this crookedness that the Chassam Sefer never thought of. Chassam Sefer never thought of, and the Gra never thought of such a thing. But this little rabbi over there, who's I'm sure a lovely guy, so he devised such a thing. Now, when talking to this person, or when talking to a female member of the congregation, it can't be that God doesn't want me to go up to the Torah. So you'll say, how come Jews never did this for thousands of years? And how come the poskim are not comfortable with it? Well, God can't be, God, you're saying that God's excluding me? Is God excluding me? This whole, you know, this feeling, how I feel about the mitzvah and what it does for me, this is the shayrish. It's a very subtle thing. When a person sees the mitzvahs as serving his purposes, instead of what? Doing a mitzvah because he's serving the purposes of the Bari Olam. So then he's no longer an Eved Hashem. He's no longer a servant of God. Then God is serving his purposes. Then the Baruch Hu is serving his purposes. Like I've mentioned in the shul a number of times, the Torah that the Ishbitzer says, the Meir Shilach, where the Meir Shilach says a gewaldige Wort, that the Egyptians worshipped sheep. It's interesting of Avodah Zarah, right? They worshipped lambs, and we daft geshechted it, and the whole Indian of Shabbos HaGadol. So we brought for carbon Pesach, but they worshipped sheep. So the Mashiach says, why is it that the Mitzvim, what's that idea of worshipping a sheep? What does that mean? So he said such an amazing thing. He said that the teva of the sheep, of that animal, is that it's a follower. Correct? That's the teva of that animal. Therefore, you can get 1,000 of them with one shepherd, and they don't make a run for it. And so, you know, I remember as a kid when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, we were driving and I saw that, and I'm thinking, fellas, you can go. Why, somebody go. They don't do it. That's what Gemara says. If you take the thing that he uses to lead the flock, the shtekel, the stick, then you acquire halachically the entire flock. It's an interesting din. I don't have to be kind of each animal. If I take that, then I'm kind of that. Because why? Because the sheep, that's how they go. In one, they go like this. So the Egyptians worshipped a god. They worshipped the sheep. Why? Because he says that every man wants to worship a god that will follow him. That my god does what I want. That's why they made a god out of a sheep. In other words, like this. I want to sit next together to my wife in temple. I love my wife, and I want to sit next to my wife. And not only that, I find it inspires me. I find that it's inspiring, even though I never want to sit at home together. Let's say, it inspires me to sit next to my wife. And I'm able to concentrate, and we're able to share in this emotional experience, all this touchy-feely garbage, right? Okay, and this whole thing, all the New Age Yiddishkeit. So, what a wonderful thing happened. According to my rabbi, I can sit next to my wife in temple. Isn't that wonderful? How God lets me do that. He wants me to do that. That's what it means to make your God into a lamb. You understand? To a sheep. It means that when I want something, my religion, not only does it permit it, but it can even make it into a mitzvah. Because I don't serve God. God serves my needs. My need is to sit next to my wife, so therefore I design my religion to accommodate my needs. That's my need. My need is to sit next to my wife. Therefore my religion. It's an amazing thing. How come God never tells him to do something you don't want to do? God only tells you to do stuff you like to do. But to do something you don't want to do? That's why I once mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it here, but I once mentioned in the shul, but the Kalach Hayad, did I mention it about that Freud? No, Freud was a Yid, but he was far away from Yiddishkeit. But there were some things that he said that were very, very brilliant and insightful. One of the things that Freud said, he was trying to understand anti-Semitism, which Freud himself was a victim of it, and Freud himself said that he's never seen anything so strong and passionate and irrational, such a hatred for a certain group of people, himself included, being part of those people. So he came up with this. He said the reason that it's Davka from the Christians, right? With an Eish L'Hava, Christianity. Why? So he says because the Christians blame us for giving them Jesus. They're angry at us that we gave them Jesus. Because until Jesus, they were happy. They were just happy pagans. Whatever you want, whatever you like. What I have to think and have. Then now, a guy does something wrong. He has to think about the guy hanging Yozel's hanging. I'm gonna have a problem with him. Right now, I have to go pray. I have to go appease Yozel because he's upset with me. He says that the Jews are the most hated people because they gave the world guilt and conscience and awareness of God. And that's why the world can't stand us, because until that time everybody was having a blast. And now we made everybody guilty. Everybody's that we made the whole world that nobody can go to sleep feeling good about their favors, that everybody has to think, oh, I have to pay for this, and there's a God, and there's who knows what, and a heaven and a hell. All this stuff. He says that the Christians will never forgive us because we gave them Jesus. The Yid, the Jew. Huh? The Ace of Sanis Yaakov. But this is the tam, he says. That's a gewaltig insight. Why? Because of the behefkeira nichalei. Because the world would not like to have any shibud. The world does not want to be avdei Hashem. So therefore, this lady in that Orthodox temple outside of the state, She's a wonderful person. Who could argue with her? She's such a nice lady. And in many, many ways, she's more refined and she's more compassionate than people that we know. A beautiful, wonderful person. But this svara, that God wants me to be a good... God gave me the mitzvahs. Why? Because he wants me to be a good person. Good people don't exclude women from going up to the Torah. My little girl. Look at this beautiful little girl. Well, everybody please in shul, look at this beautiful little girl. Should such a beautiful little girl be excluded from going up for an aliyah? I don't think so. And I don't believe that God could have done such a thing. So now we have a new mitzvah that's going to come into the handbook of the rabbi's handbook, that we make a birchas Torah, you come up for the sefer Torah. The mitzvahs are gezeiros. Gemarnu. With the emuna, that in every mitzvah that I do, I look up and I find out, what does this mitzvah do? This is chesed, this is gevur, this is teferes, this is netzach, hayd yisoid, this is malchus. And I believe, even though I might not feel it. So I don't have this wonderful, good feeling about me. Right? I don't have this wonderful, good feeling. When this woman says that when I put on a talisman tefillin, I feel connected to God. And at that moment, she is so nabach, so detached, because she's doing something that's against the will of God. And then you could have some Jew that's falling asleep with his talisman tefillin. He can barely keep his eyes open. And even though that's not good, it's certainly not good, and he has to work on it, but at that moment, he's makusha to the Bari Kol Olam. He has his kashrus, even though the lady that's standing at the western wall with a talis over her head, crying and saying "Mi mamakim krasicha Hashem," with her talis and tefillin on, and she says, "Oh, am I close? I am so close to God." And this yidl that's sitting in the tefillin, and somebody woke him up, and he says, "Oh, I'm so far. What's the matter with me? I used to be such a good Jew when I was in yeshiva," and he feels bad. He sits there with talis and tefillin, falling asleep. Ain a dime. The guy that's half asleep with his talis and tefillin is Makusha to the Rabbi Shalom. And the lady that's standing there saying a kapitel tefillin, it's not her fault. She didn't learn. She doesn't know. But that lady that's saying a kapitel tefillin by the Kayasol, Leikarav Zelze. Leikarav Zelze. Nothing one to do with the other, Rabbi Shalom then. It's a gzeira. Yeah.
Two questions. First is, the guy who says that Sitzis doesn't do it for him, if he does it anyway, does that put him on, is that okay? And then
Adarabba. That's exactly what I told Miss Kafia. Adarabba. You don't feel like doing it, and you still do it. I told him you could be Makadabi, because I told him I got a problem. I feel like putting sitzis. That's exactly what I told him. I said, tell you the truth. I have a problem because I feel like putting on sitzis. So he looked at me, "What do you mean? That's a problem? I thought that's what you wanted. That's what you're supposed to do." I said, "Nah, because I feel like doing it. So it's something that I was brought up with, and it's very easy for me." But apparently, in your background, this was not a big thing, and therefore you feel like not doing it. And Adarabba, even Meshabit yourself. And I told him, "Listen, I got other issues in my life that I don't feel like doing, and I have to work on. And so do you. Your thing is Sitzis. I have something else. I'm no better than you. I have another Mishagaz." But this description of an Orthodox Jew saying this Havana, that this mitzvah doesn't do it for me. Or I don't see anything. So you say about why you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this, right? Let's say you're talking to a certain chevra about lax relationship between men and women, right? Right. You can go to people at Shabbos and they give these little social kisses, right? They could say good Shabbos. A fel chinyot. They could say it could be Yom Kippur. Have an easy fast, right? So this Havana, and you'll say, and then if some frum guy comes along and says, "What are you doing? You're not allowed to do that." So why can't they do that? It's not appropriate. And it's this. And it's there's a Rambam. There's a Ramban. There's a Lesikruv Legalis. What do you think? I have any? I don't have any feelings for her. It's a purely social thing. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to me. This is the destruction of Kol HaTorah Kula. This attitude is what the Maral is worried about. And they're gzeiros. That the Baruch Hashem was goyzeh gzeiros, and that's it. That's the gzeir. Let's just finish. I think it's already late. Avon Midir Vei Chachamim know, so I don't know if you should start it now. I don't think it's because it's going to go into the whole hezbe, so I think that we're just going to have to repeat it. It's not kedai to start it. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start that. We'll start with that paragraph, Bez Hashem, next week.
Can we all subscribe to Rabbi Akiva's answer and even therefore use it as a question on the Rambam of Kadesh Mitzvah and Uvan Medina Shagadim is... and total from all the mitzvahs.
Okay, the matzah the person again. What's matzah the person again? Oh,
right. I'm saying mitzvah that this 100%. Is the end of.
What's matzah you from Gehenim is not. In, that's what's matzah.
Not the mitzvah, but the means is the mitzvah which makes us subservient, which is then matzah.
That's right.
Does the morale use the Zariah?
100%. In his Chiddush HaGadol, he talks about it in six different places.
And so why doesn't he use it as a question? It seems like he's bringing more Tanis Rabbis' question as a Shaila on the Rambam as opposed to the answer, Rabbi Akiva. Because the Rambam didn't like part of the Mishnah.
He does use it, but Rabbi Hartman in the footnote didn't go into the whole thing. But he does use it in a few places. In many places he uses it. You're right. He uses it in many places.
Is the Maharal's problem with this that the tummy of mitzvahs that we talk about, that the Rambam talks about, that's our putting our view on the mitzvah, that it's totally from, it's coming from man, and so the problem is taking that and substituting our view of the mitzvahs, a human-based view of the mitzvahs, versus a Shem-based view of the mitzvahs, or do the tummy of mitzvah also come from a Shem, but that's not the reason that we do it?
But the Rebbe Shlom has the Rebbe Shlom has a billion tamim that are some that maybe became revealed and some that and mostly that are concealed that we're going to find out more about. And a chinami, the Rebbe Shlom's cheshbon. But vis-a-vis the human being and what as human beings we're obligated mitzidenu, we're allowed to learn all these nice reasons. But mitzidenu, ultimately. That which motivates a Jew to observe a mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. Zehu. That's it. And the rest, Zil Gemar. We learn. It strengthens and enriches. It makes it more exciting. Yafe Ma'od. But as far as understanding the Shibud, right? So the same guy that says that Sissa doesn't do it for me, he could be sitting and reading, you know, beautiful writings about what the Tefillin mean and other things that he, and he says, I really like that one. I'm going to do that, right? I really like that. I'm going to do it. And to pick and choose. This is a machla that became part of American Yiddishkeit. This machla, the sickness of seeking a religion that's going to respond to my needs. Whereas by Yaakov Avinu it says, V'hine Hashem nitzavalov. The Baruch Shalom stands over. The Baruch Shalom stands over a Jew. What does it say by Paro? V'hine omed al hayor. He's standing above the river, the Nile. Now you know that he worshipped the Nile, right? So isn't that amazing? He's standing over the Nile. By a Jew, God stands over the Jew. By Paro, the Nile. By him, he stands over the Nile. In other words, he determines what his religion is going. He stands over and he designs a religion that's going to respond to what he wants and what he thinks is good for him and what makes him nice and better and good than this or that. Whatever it is. That for the same matter that Hitler, Yimach Shemo, thought that he was, like I said last week, is doing the world the biggest favor by eliminating the Jews. He held himself to be a gewaldig tzaddik. You think he saw himself as a Rasha? It's a big mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. And based upon the response of the world, it seems that most of the world agreed. Yeah, most of the world agreed. I mean, maybe it's not so nice the way he did it. They could find a neater way to do it. But it doesn't seem that anybody was too upset with the final solution, including the tzaddikim in the State Department of our own country. And the president himself didn't seem to be too upset. He was able to live with it.
I mean, this being the understanding of Avodas Hashem, aside from the fact that...
We're not finished, so I don't want to say this is the...
Oh, yeah, I'm saying... from what we have so far, aside from the fact that we believe that we have an emistic in the Surah, what makes us so different than what makes these Muslim extremists who are shooting babies and blowing themselves up so crazy? We're just as crazy as them.
Uh-huh.
We would do the same thing. So they believe they're following it, you know, Tzivu, whoever they believe they're following.
They're wrong.
And I'm saying aside from that, and a chanami.
So, right. So the answer to that, which is not our regalachas, but the answer is basically in Sefer Kuzri, the Jewish people, the emes that we live with is an emes that was the result of the Jewish people's encounter with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Our encounter as a people with the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Maimon HaSinai. Right? That we were there. It's the encounter with Rebbeinu Shlomo. whether it's Christianity, whether it's Islam, whatever the religion is, there is no religion that is founded upon that encounter. Only Yiddishkeit. Now that is a very big Torah, and that's something that is worthy of a very lengthy discussion, but it's not for right now. But Enochanami. So anybody gets that. Some guy can go in a street corner. I'm sure tomorrow morning there'll be some guy standing on a street corner someplace in New York revealing some new religion. That God, half the people in the subway, that when I used to be in the subway, they met Jesus and they spoke to God and stuff, right? Half the guy you talked to, almost all of them spoke to God and Jesus, told him to do something. And then you remember that in Michigan, this Berkowitz, that his dog was telling him to kill people. So he also was a mammon. So he doesn't understand why they're taking me to jail. I'm just only obeying my dog. why am I going to jail? Hello, there's Amos and there's Amos.
So the truthfulness of our Masorah, really, that's the distinction.
But the origin of our Masorah and what our Masorah means, and that's an issue of Emunah that we're going to be talking more about. Mitzvah, the whole Sefer is dealing with Maimon Har Sinai and our Emunah in Maimon Har Sinai. And the whole Sefer, we're just laying the groundwork to understand what Kabbalah Satorah means. So Mitzvah will continue next week.